This is Ozarks at Large. Spring is in full bloom here in the Ozarks, and for those looking to cultivate a green thumb this year, Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth has some help.
Last month, everywhere I looked, people seemed to be overturning and uprooting their yards and ceding control of their living rooms to leafy green vines. Neighbors tilled up patches of soil and erected massive raised beds rimmed with chicken wire. I saw people leaving grocery stores with cartloads of potting soil and fistfuls of seeds and trowels. Garden mania had taken root, and I started to wonder, should I be doing the same, and where do I even start? So I turned to an expert.
Well, we're at Westwood Gardens at our West store on the west side of Fayetteville on Weddington Drive.
That's Stephen Black. He owns and manages Westwood Gardens in Fayetteville. And if you live in the region and have been similarly gripped by planting fever, you've likely been to one of the store's four locations.
On Weddington Drive, and another one on the east side of Fayetteville on Mission, and then a store in Springdale on North Thompson, and the other store is in Rogers on New Hope Road.
Black's parents, Brenda and Russell, started the business back in the 1970s. On the day we visited the location on West Weddington in Fayetteville, it's an overcast Wednesday morning with just a few customers meandering while employees weave through the aisles, spritzing plants and moving product. Black says they're gearing up for the spring rush.
Of course, our specialty is that we grow most of everything we sell, in annuals, perennials, roses, and herbs. We grow those. They all start here at the West Weddington store. We have 7 acres, most of which is under cover in greenhouses. So we start everything back in December and January and every day since then. And then as spring approaches, we start moving it out to the other stores. In a mad dash always, so.
So getting started gardening may seem like a simple task. Plant, water, watch it grow, right? Well, not exactly. Black says there are a few basic questions most beginners need to know before they start digging.
Number one, you ask shade or sun. And then when they don't know, which they usually don't, then you ask them which side of the house. North side is shady, south side is almost full sun, and it's in Arkansas, the south side of the house is almost a heat problem sometimes for some plants when the sun goes all day long and it's up against a brick wall or something. You got to be careful. And then the east and west sides, west side is the same as full sun, east side is like a part sun kind of an area. And then the next question I usually ask is, do you have an irrigation system, and or are you good at watering? Because water is what determines whether these will live or die. And a lot of people plant and then kind of never look back. And without supplemental water in Arkansas, especially in July and August, it's not gonna keep. And you've got to come back with water. Irrigation systems are great. Of course, not everybody has them. But there's a lot you can do with battery-operated timers off of hose bibs and things, so with drip irrigation, that sort of stuff, that can really help somebody be successful.
He says a big mistake most people make is determining how much sun plants will get.
So what almost everybody has is shade, yeah. Especially on the north side of your house. And then there's just trees everywhere in northwest Arkansas, so most people's yards are shaded. So that's the place where most belong. I will say that most people gravitate to the sun side because there's more color there. There's a lot more brighter colors there. And there's more variety of plants that'll go out in full sun. Because, of course, out in full sun, there's more energy, and so the plants can make more flowers and make better colors and all of that. Not to say that there's not color for shade. Impatiens and begonias both are great for shade and have real bright colors, and you can do a lot with those. But yes, most people need shade plants but think they want sun plants, and so we have to kind of help get them into the right section for that, for sure.
So once you find out what kind of environment you're working with, Black says the next step is plant selection.
So you just kind of, tall stuff in back, short stuff in front. There's a lot of trailing plants that you can put right along the edges, that sort of thing. And at that point, it starts to just be personal preference on colors and textures, and you just you get we just kind of get people started and let them go from there.
Black says for those at the very early beginner stage, he suggests to start simple.
So herbs might be the best because once they're established, a lot of them are perennial and they'll come back every year. Not all of them, but some. And they can handle getting pretty dry, so they can handle that dry summer real well. Rosemary, sage, thyme, those are all really tough herbs that can handle the summer and continue to grow all through the summer. And they can be really rewarding if you're also into food because you're out harvesting them to cook with. We also do some of the not quite as easy herbs like basil, cilantro, lavender. Those aren't quite as easy, but they are really rewarding. So
once you feel comfortable with herbs, then Black says you can graduate to vegetables. He points to the selection of pepper and tomato plants that have just been laid out.
I've always told people on tomatoes and peppers that it's best to wait until about May 1st to plant because they need warm soil temperatures, and even if it doesn't freeze and kill the plant, they're really not actively growing until we get on up with the soil temperatures, and that takes a while. The other warm season vegetables like squash, okra, all of the melons, all of that, they also... About May 1st would be a good time to start planting on those. There are definitely people who disagree with that and think you should plant mid-April or so. But to really be safe, it's a good idea to wait till then.
For all other plants, Black says his general rule for a novice gardener is to start with annuals.
Because, and so annuals are the plants that you have to replant every year. When it freezes, they die. So you have to come back and plant them again next spring. But they're the fastest growing, and they are the most color you can get on plants. So it's a good idea to start there. They're depending on which plant it is, they can be more forgiving on not being watered. And so it's a good idea to start there and get your bearings, and you'll learn what plants do well and whether they like light, and you'll learn your little area. And then once you've mastered the annuals, then you move on over into perennials, or even some shrubs or that sort of thing, where there's a little bit more maintenance sometimes on perennials. There's not as much color, but boy, when there is, there's a big reward because it's usually a pretty unique kind of bloom or a fragrance or something like that. So generally, we start with annuals and then graduate on up to the other plants as you learn your way around.
All right, so you've picked your plants and are ready to get going. Not so fast. After decades of observing and assisting gardeners, Black says there are a couple errors to watch out for if you want a successful garden.
A lot of folks plant too deeply. You're supposed to plant at the same soil level as the plant is in the pot that it comes in. And a lot of times people dig a hole too deep and then bury the stem of the plant a little bit, and that can cause a lot of problems. That can just kill a plant if it's way too deep.
The big mistake, though, is planting but not coming back to water.
Because especially when you first plant, you know, the root mass is right there in the small root ball from the pot that it came out of. So they're going to need water about every 2 to 3 days, and if they're planting in spring, sometimes that takes care of itself, but quite often it doesn't, and you have to just watch real closely. And once the plant starts to establish itself and get its roots on out into the native soil, then they can become more forgiving and you're in better shape. But the worst mistake is usually, oops, I forgot to water after I planted. They plant on a weekend when they've got their time off, and then they come back 7 days later on the next weekend and go, oh no, something's wrong. So some supplemental water during the week, especially right after first planting.
No matter what skill level, though, Black says he's just glad to see new, often younger people taking up gardening. Since the pandemic, when people were stuck at home and often had more time on their hands, he says he saw the hobby sort of blossom.
Everything just exploded. We've had just crazy gains in sales and everything, and new customers everywhere. And what's exciting for us is we've had a lot of new, younger customers. So it looks like younger folks are interested in plants and interested in gardening. For a while there, it looks like it was just going to be boomers, but it's changed. It has changed a lot, and so there are a lot of new young folks who have just purchased a home, who are just getting into gardening, and that's pretty exciting. That's a fun time to walk somebody through the nursery and kind of help them see what they need to be thinking about and all of that.
But for those of us helpless would-be gardeners, Black has just one last recommendation.
A absolute beginner gardener should start with begonias and put lantana right behind them.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.
Let's peek in back here right quick since we're back here.